the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So before we continue, we will, of course, take your phone calls on whatever you would like. I think there are a few more thoughts I'd like to share regarding the slavery issue.
What was the last caller? Who was caller's name? I'm sorry.
Don was on the line listening in Indy.
He seemed like a very nice man, and he'd be somebody that I'd love to sit and have a cup of coffee with.
Yeah, I'd like to have spent more time with him. I really didn't feel like there was a great communication going on.
No, there was a lot of interrupting happening. Clearly, if you were sitting and having coffee with him, there wouldn't be, he wouldn't and we wouldn't interrupt one another in the same way that that we were. But passions were flaring, and of course they were. We were talking about something that's very unpopular, talking about the idea that slavery never really left after the Civil War, that it just simply changed forms to a more subtle version of enslavement.
Right, and let's also expand the definition of slavery to its reality. The fact is, ever since the agrarian revolution occurred 5,000 years ago, people have basically owned other people. And it's quite possible it occurred before that. It's really difficult to know all the tribal situations and things like that. So slavery isn't a black and white issue. Slavery is a human issue. Mm-hmm. Everybody in America, everybody in the world is descended from slaves. There are very, very few people that are not descendants of slaves. And more importantly, or at least as importantly, descendants from masters. The fact is, now in America, you're all slaves and you're all masters to some extent, because sort of the body, the democratic body, gets to dictate to some extent what the individual does. That doesn't make it right. Benjamin Franklin's quote that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, it's just as relevant today as it has ever been.
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of useful quotes that one of our producers sent me during the news break there, and I wanted to share them. Because the suggestion, of course, whenever we talk about this, whenever we talk about the idea that human beings, for the most part, with the exception of some of the masters, are slaves and are enslaved to the idea of to whatever the government wants, to their demanding obedience of you, demanding money, essentially your labor from you, the value of your labor from you. And so whenever that is brought up, people will object strenuously and they will say, well, this is an insult. You know, this is not real. This is not slavery. This has nothing to do with slavery. And, of course, they're thinking of chattel slavery from the...
They're thinking of unfortunately, ethnic people, mostly black people in the United States, living in shacks, wearing rags, having to pick cotton at the end of a whip.
Right. And clearly, that's not happening today. Right.
In
it's
the
not
United States,
overt.
You don't actually have to work.
Right.
But that's part of the enslavement.
But there is chattel slavery in other parts of the world, but
we're
talking about the United States, and so a lot of people like to think that we're more civilized now and that we treat
it's a more civilized form of slavery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slavery.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a more effective form of slavery. If the slaves don't know that they're enslaved, my goodness, how great of a system do you have?
And if they think they have a stake in the system, if they think they own stuff when they really don't.
Why did the masters not educate their slaves back in the day? Back in the day of chattel
slavery. Because they wouldn't want them to be too educated. Educated people are dangerous.
Indeed. They might realize what's going on. They might realize that that they are indeed enslaved. And here are a couple of quotes for you. Frederick Douglass. Heard that name before?
Mm-hmm.
Frederick Douglass?
Yep.
He said, I didn't know I was a slave until I found out I couldn't do things I wanted. Harriet Tubman. Know who that is?
Yeah.
Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad,
mm-hmm.
helped free a bunch of slaves. She said, quote, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Oh, Ms. Tubman, no, everything, you know, we're not enslaved here. This is just the price we pay to be able to live on master's property. He takes care of us, gives us food and gives us clothes and a place to sleep.
And he doesn't beat us very often.
This isn't slavery. We're just here, and this is what we're doing. This is society. This is the price we pay to live in society.
It's sad.
The excuses
it
haven't
changed.
It was
sad then, and it's sad now.
It's Stockholm Syndrome, really.
What's that, Wayne?
It's when you're kidnapped by somebody, for example, and you start to identify with your captor and actually like being a captive.
Right, even though he's still holding you at gunpoint or whatever.
Yes.
He started identifying and agreeing with the captors.
Yeah, and to some extent, a large extent, I think that the flag in America and the symbols of patriotism that this country are sort of built around freedom and things like that have become synonymous with its government. Mm-hmm. Its government, which is far-reaching around the world, invasive empire, the government that's invasive in your life and in every aspect of your life. That's not America. That's the United States government. It's a different thing. America is its people.
So if it's the case, as Harriet Tubman's quote here suggests, if it's the case that back in the days of chattel slavery that there were thousands and thousands of slaves that had no idea that they were slaves, and what we're saying here today is that slavery still exists, it's just more subtle, couldn't it be true that you are a slave and you don't realize it?
Well, if you're paying over half of your fruits of your labor to
some form of government, what if it's only
10%? Well, then you're 10% slave.
Well, I think you're all slave, because if you don't pay the 10%, then they put you in a cage.
They take you away completely. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And if you don't, and even if you aren't paying the tax, even if you get away with like not paying taxes, if you don't obey master's diktats, if master says you can't have a basketball hoop at the end of your driveway and comes by like they did in Delaware recently and took basketball hoops from people's driveways, which they'd had there for years, then you can't do anything about that, because if you get in the way of the men that are coming to take the basketball hoop, they're going to put you in the back of a police car and take you to a cage.
Yeah, basketball hoops, it's hard to make a good motivating argument around basketball hoops, but think about for a second the tax forms that most Americans that are listening to this fill out every year. I mean, the Constitution says in the 16th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the one that freed the slaves, I think it was the 14th, that said that there shall be no involuntary servitude. Mm. Are you telling me that you are not required to fill out your tax forms at the pain of imprisonment?
Tell that to Wesley Snipes. Well, I guess he did fill out his forms. That's probably one of the issues, is he filled out forms.
You've got to fill out the forms. If you don't fill out I'm just telling you. Yeah. The threat is, okay, you don't have to. They'll just put you in freaking jail if they feel like it.
That's the threat, right?
Okay.
If they feel like it. They haven't done that to me yet.
They do put a percentage of people in jail just to scare off all the
small percentage.
Yeah, they do. They go after a certain percentage.
And the threat is that they'll steal my house, because I do pay property taxes here in Keene, New Hampshire, and the threat is that they will steal my house, but they don't want you to believe that. They don't want you to think that's going to happen. They just want to intimidate you into... They want to act like they would... No, we would never take someone's home. But they would, and that's what their plan is, and that's what the law says. The only real question is, when are people going to stop? When are people who realize that they're slaves going to stand up and refuse to obey?
It's a scary, scary prospect. It's like you're standing in front of Morpheus in the Matrix, and he's offering you the red pill or the blue pill. With the blue pill, you get to say, I think it's the blue pill. I don't know. Yeah. I never remember which one.
The red pill takes you you out of the Matrix.
If you take the blue pill, you get to stay in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. You get to stay in the world where I'm not a slave.
Hey. Everything's fine. It's
where the caller was living.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's fine. I mean, I think you should live in a happy world, but I think you should also address reality. And that's what the red pill gives you. The red pill gives you that reality. And if you don't want it, fine. Fine. But,
No doubt. I don't care.
Don't expect me to bend my reality to your fantasy.
Yeah.
Your fantasy is that I pay taxes because I want to pay taxes. Fine and dandy, man. Yeah, the government does things that I don't want them to do with my taxes, but I want to pay them my taxes.
The house slave,
so they can do stuff I don't want them to do.
The house slave wanted to work inside the house, too, because, it's nicer in there.
Beats the heck out of working outside.
Yeah.
Very, very clever system of slavery we have today, though, because it does give people the illusion that they're free.
That's right.
I think that when you use the chattel slavery analogies, the house slave, the plantation, I think you're really setting up problems, Ian, because...
Are they inaccurate in any way, shape, or form?
They're loaded. You understand?
I intend them to be loaded. This is a serious issue. And what they did back then to people was horrible, and what they're doing today is even more insidious. Because it's much larger, it's much wider.
Yeah, it's much more pervasive.
The plantation is all over the place. Oh yeah, you can leave if you don't like it. Well, great, I get to go to another plantation with a new set of masters.
Or go to another country. You still have to pay up to $85,000. Is still taxable to the U.S.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231 and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those, including our wiki. You can go and edit virtually anything there. It's like a listener editable version of our website with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of injustice, then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. in civil or criminal matters in state and federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and its four-CD course is so easy, the average eighth grader could learn from it. You could learn the whole thing in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools that they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos. Then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the Free Talk Live pull-down menu when you check out just to let them know where you heard it. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to your phone calls and talk to Bob, listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, sir, good evening. Yeah, hey, first let me say, I'm a conservative guy, and I understand what you're saying. I'm not a big government guy, and I think there's an argument to be made about the slavery, and we're slaves to the government and whatnot. But, you know, the gentleman that called previous to me, when he said that he served the country in the military, and one of you said, well, you didn't serve me, you served the government, or you served the federal government. I really take exception. Yeah, you served politicians. I really have to take exception to that, and here's why I tell you that.
Really do.
Well, yeah, and here's why. Because if you think that gentleman, now I'm a 20-plus year veteran myself, and I've been overseas, been in combat, the whole nine yards. I've lived in the Middle East for quite a while.
I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. But if you think that gentleman didn't serve you, or guys like me and him did not serve you and others in this country, then you're wrong. And I'll tell you why.
Okay, so you can tell me why. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. In my opinion, you're wrong.
All right. Well,
so let me rephrase it. Okay, and let me tell you why I think that way. If it was not for that gentleman and other folks in the military that you say are serving the federal government and politicians, you would not maybe even be on the radio right now. You know, you may be a real slave right now.
Well, the growth of the military industrial complex is destroying our freedoms. But you know, I can personally say that I support your intention to protect the American people and to protect our freedoms. But in reality, do you really think you're doing that?
I think. Well, let me get to the government point now. The government and us being slaves to the government. If that's true, there's a certain amount of truth to that. I blame the voters, and I blame the people of America. You know, we have a representative government, we have the freedoms and the right to vote, and if this is the type of government that we're satisfied with and we vote into power, then we have to, accept the consequences.
You know,
of that.
When the Bush TARP bailout came through in the, I think it was the end of 2008 when it occurred, the Americans called in mass to Congress. One congressman said that 50% of voters said no, and the other 50% said hell no. Another one said that 99% of people said no. So the American people spoke to their politicians, but they went ahead and passed this bit of socialism anyway.
And the same with
now,
the
let me jump
bill.
Back to the military. Industrial complex real quick. Are you aware in 2005 during Hurricane Katrina that Homeland Security or the, I guess we should say, National Guard troops were going through house to house confiscating weapons from Americans at gunpoint? They were also there were different police organizations doing the same thing, that the military and police were confiscating guns from Americans, and there was actually an interview with one of these fellas from the National Guards and asked if he would fire on Americans. He said, I guess I would, you know, if I was ordered to.
Well, I mean, you know, that's an isolated encounter or incident. But
so tell me the war in the last six decades that has helped make me free.
The war in the last six decades?
Yeah.
So how about World War II?
That's not in the last six decades, but if
you
want
to go back to... Wait a minute now. Okay, so you how about the Korean War?
I don't see how the Korean War made me free. Was North Korea going to invade the United States?
No.
Okay.
But you're well aware of the containment policy.
I am aware of the containment policy,
okay.
And I think that in fact the military industrial complex grew the might of the Soviet Union and communism around the world by standing against it. Let's not forget the United States government funded communism. It didn't let its collapsed social and economic programs collapse upon itself. Funded that crap.
Okay, fine. Okay, good point. But let's say this then. Let's talk about current day. Let's talk about today. Let's talk about 9/11. Right.
No, I refuse. You told me I'm wrong, and I told you, and I busted you on this, and I want an apology.
What? No, no. I think, as a matter of fact, I think you owe that gentleman that called an apology.
I'm sorry. I'm not free because I am not free because of any war that's been fought. I refuse to even believe that the Pacific Theater of World War II is, in fact, a righteous war.
Right.
But I do understand that it's a much more difficult conversation to have, and it's going to be an hour-long conversation.
Wait a minute. What about this past 10 years and the war on terrorism? You don't think that that's helping keep us free?
The war on terror, huh?
The government. Created that crap.
You've got to be kidding me, Bob. The war on terror is one of the so-called war on terror is one of the biggest destructions of liberty in this country. It is the huge excuse.
I can't carry a water bottle on a plane. You're telling me I'm free?
It's ludicrous. I mean, come on. We're talking about people here pulling the wool over their own eyes. You're telling yourself a story, Bob, about how
Americans have disappeared over this.
You're telling yourself a story about how it is that you fought for freedom, and that's because you would feel bad to know that what you did was you fought for tyranny.
I'm pretty open-minded enough to look at things from all angles.
Okay, Bob,
I'll
tell you what, here, go look this up online, General Smedley Butler. He wrote a book called War is a Racket after World War I. Go read the book. It's on free, it's online, and come back
Medal
to us.
Two-time Medal of Honor winner.
So what's your solution? Okay, what is your solution then? Should we just not fight these war, not be in the war until right now?
Putting every troop out of every foreign nation, put them back in the United States, put them to work in the economy.
And you know, I played sports for many years.
Should we have a national defense?
I know the difference between offense and defense, Bob. And you know,
should we have a national defense against enemies? Should we have that?
Yeah, what about Switzerland? They don't go invading other countries. Every household has a rifle. They defend themselves.
Your defense exists inside your national boundaries. A defense does not exist outside of national boundaries.
So you're saying we shouldn't have a standing army? We should just have people that are armed?
I didn't say that.
I did not say that,
but I think that the first step is to bring them back in. I think that there are arguments to be made against standing armies, just like the Founding Fathers did. I suppose you can call them cowards if you'd like.
I'd prefer Bob. Thank you, by the way, Bob, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I would prefer to not have a standing army because I'm not interested in creating war, and I don't think that, and I agree with, I think it was Thomas Jefferson, I think, that spoke out firmly against standing armies. They understood that standing armies would be used for things that armies are used for, like going around the world and killing people, and I'm not interested in that. And if you want to have a little peaceful defense force, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't force me to pay for it.
Militias are constitutional.
Yes.
Don't force me to pay for it. That's all. You can have whatever you
want. We can invade
this
country anyway.
Exactly.
Canada, big red horde.
We're coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Apparently, it's a night for people living under delusions to call in and explain to us how it is that we're not actually in point of fact slaves, and how it is the U.S. military going around the world killing people is somehow protecting
and making enemies
our freedom.
Not making enemies. It's endearing the families of dead people to the United States.
But they're not killing people. They're delivering flowers all around the world.
I'm glad these guys called in, because this is what a lot of people in the United States think. And these guys are just brave enough to do something about it.
To call in?
Yeah, to call in and to discuss it. You don't just take somebody at their word first time. I mean, you've got to flesh these things out. I'm glad these guys have called in. I'm not going to vilify them or anything like that.
They're just mistaken.
When
that's
the
all.
Truth's presented, it's difficult to unlearn. It is, however, relatively easy to sort of block it out. No. Your mind does that, especially
cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, the older you get, the more you're set into your ways as to the way you believe.
Especially if you actually went and worked in the military.
It took me years, and I would have joined if I would have been able to do it at a certain point in my life. I would have joined, and my mother encouraged me to go in. They get such great benefits and stuff like that. Those things are true. The government gives pretty good benefits to its minions.
Well, right. I mean, the masters treated the people that were the people that were running the horses with the whips pretty well, in comparison to the slaves.
I think that many of them were slaves.
Many of the people that were the taskmasters?
Yes.
Yeah, but they were treated probably a little bit better.
Sure they were.
Yeah, exactly. So 800-259-9231, we continue here with your phone calls. Jeff is in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Jeff in Colorado, going once. Jeff in Colorado, going twice. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Okay, how are you doing tonight?
Great, what's on your mind?
Hey, just an FYI, the correct pronunciation of that town you referred to in New Hampshire is where, not weir. I know it's spelled that way, but yeah, just so you know.
Where in New Hampshire? Okay.
Where? Yep. And I also know a former police officer in that town, so I think the discussion was interesting. The are you fellows, you say your fellows are associated with the Free Staters?
You bet.
With Signer, yeah. The Free State Project.
We all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Some of them would love to disavow us.
Meaning that there are thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging here in New Hampshire. Almost 1,000 have officially made, or officially here in state as part of the Free State Project, and over 10,700 are signed to make the move.
Yeah, very aware of it, and that project is the main reason we moved out of the town of Grafton 3 years ago.
Really?
So,
what do you mean?
Tell us what happened.
What are your plans there right now? You tell me first.
My plans? Well, I'm here doing a radio show 6 nights a week.
The Free State, what are your intentions? What's the intent of the program?
Well, the Free State Project's intent is to move as many liberty-loving people to New Hampshire as possible. And then what those folks do when they get here is entirely up to them. So we've seen people getting involved in politics. We've seen people doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation, creating media, and a number of other things.
Are they buying property?
Of course they're buying
property. Some people are, those that can afford to buy property.
What do people do when they move someplace?
Yeah, what do you think? I think it's going to do to these small towns such as Grafton and the present property owners there and the value of their property.
If people are buying property, demand rises, so therefore prices will rise.
Really?
Of course.
Well, I'll tell you what. Be ready for a barrage of phone calls from the town of Grafton, because that's not what's going to be going on, and you know it darn well.
Well, that's just a projection. You know, real estate values are plummeting all over the country.
Fellas, don't waste the radio airtime, okay?
What are you talking about? Why would people?
I don't understand even what you're accusing people of. What are you saying, that people moving into the state of New Hampshire is going to diminish property values?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Jeff, did you hang up? He did.
Yeah.
All right. So 800.
That's absurd. So he's out in Colorado now.
There were
good
some
riddance.
Concerns with early on.
I love it when statists leave New Hampshire. Goodbye.
In Grafton, but you know that none of those things have none of the fears of anybody has ever come to fruition there. People talk, oh my God, they're going to open brothels. They haven't opened anything in Grafton. There's a general store there.
That's not the Free Staters though. That was already there.
No, I mean, nothing. Free Staters have opened nothing in
Grafton. They're just living there.
They're just living there, minding their own business, and they want to be left alone.
Right, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know, what he's referring to is this Free Town Project, which was some website that some guy put up years and years ago. More than 3 years ago, actually. And, he's never moved to New Hampshire. I don't know if he's actually going
Sounds
to
like
move.
This guy happened to move out of Grafton to
right.
Colorado.
And some people kind of got all upset about this one website, and they believed that one guy putting up one website was somehow exactly what the Free State Project was all about. And, of course, it's just some guy. I think he's actually been kicked out of the Free State Project something like that.
He's in Texas now, I hear.
We're talking about ancient history here as far as everything is concerned.
Right.
And if a guy with a website scared you away from your town, then whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, people who love freedom, who come to New Hampshire, they're only going to stimulate the housing market, like you were saying,
and
Mark.
And stimulate the
economy.
Doesn't
mean the prices will actually go up, because as you were saying, there are all kinds of factors.
Well, states could leave.
The housing market is on its way down still, on a slow slide into oblivion. But the fact is that if demand increases, prices tend to increase.
It presumes that demand will increase. I mean, there may be people that leave New Hampshire as a result of the Free State Project. We've seen this. Jeff left, apparently. And,
I don't know if Jeff is a statist. He may have been scared by whatever was going on there. I don't even know.
Coward, then, whatever he is.
Well,
so,
that's name calling. There's no point in it.
Well, he could have gone to a different town, New Hampshire, I suppose. Why did he leave and go to Colorado?
Right. Probably had other reasons.
Right. The idea that the Free State Project is this sort of monolithic entity that has control over everybody that is a part of it is part of this conspiracy theory that is fostered by people like Pam Martins, who is an author over at counterpunch.org. She left New Hampshire, allegedly, because she was frustrated with the Free Staters coming in here. Now you've got newspaper articles and mainstream media blaming Free Staters for budget rollbacks in the State House. Unions are upset at Free Staters and liberty activists for getting active and
what's going to happen if the state goes broke? What's going to happen if they have to keep borrowing money and end up like Illinois or California? That's the direction that the state was going in. But it's better than most, but they still have some financial problems.
We can continue here with your call. So let's talk to Delani, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Delani. Delani in Indianapolis, going once. Delani in Indianapolis. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was thinking about the stuff that was going on overseas. I think I talked to you guys about it about a month ago when I said it didn't have God, and then we had a full conversation. But probably forgot, but I don't want to go on the spiritual tip of it. I'm just looking at what continues to happen, and it's been going on for months now, it seems like. I know you said that, you know, we have the 24-hour cycle now, the new cycle and whatnot and that, but can you explain to me what seems to be the end game of what's going on over there, or is this sovereign country going through this revolution, or do we have a hand in it in black ops, you know what I mean? Or, I mean, are we stoking this fire and not
Well, when you say we, I think you mean like the CIA or the federal government.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
I'm not doing anything over there. It's hard to say. You probably aren't going to find out any truth on that matter until a little ways down the line and can look back and people will tell the stories about what really went on. I can tell you that the U.S. federal government has no intention to uninvolve itself from that area in whatever manners it is involved. It has no intentions to do that because stoking the flames of war is very good for what the U.S. federal government does. War is the health of the state, and they absolutely have an interest in continuing whatever it takes to continue strife and conflict.
No, that makes sense, because when you look at it and you look at TV and then you look at the newspapers and the Internet, really, the Internet seems to be a better outlet about it, because the Internet seems to be popping off, I mean, every couple of seconds. It's like they're trying to intervene once many lives are taken. I mean, if you're really going to act based on that, it should be after one life is taken. We got our own problems here. You have mafia, gangs, this, that, and third in America. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we don't strengthen our own country from within.
I see where you're coming from there. I mean, if you're going to have the monopoly agency stealing money from people, better to have them spend it not on killing people around the world and instead here on the problems that you mentioned. However, and I thank you for the call tonight. However, I'd rather have them just simply leave us all alone so we can each decide how to spend our money and save it and give it away in the ways that we think are best, because that works better than having a monopoly do it for you. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. If you are on the lines, we'll do our best to get you on. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Well, it's not going to give you the number. The lines are loaded up. We'll do our best to get to you if you are on the line. If you didn't get a chance to get in tonight, we do this thing every night. So,
every night.
Yeah, join us again tomorrow. Be plenty of room for you. All right. So you can also join us at freetalklive.com, by the way, where you go to get all the features free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to create the content. You find something online that you'd like to share with us and the other listeners, you just submit it as show prep to the site, and then others can vote on whether they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com, so do head over there and get interactive as we go right back into your phone calls. Jeff is listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Charleston.
Hey, guys, I'm Jay, but that's Jeff at work. I'll go being whatever you call me.
Jay, I apologize for the board up. Got it wrong. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, guys, I was listening to that other caller that was real patriotic and going into everything about, you know, how we go overseas and protect America. No, but the way we're going to protect America is by doing it on our own soil and by doing it in a way that keeps us out of other countries. We need to take care of our own. We need to quit importing everything. I mean, everything now we're importing almost probably 30% of everything we use is from China now.
Oh, I'd say more than that.
I'm sure it probably is.
It seems like it is. I'd have to look that statistic up. 30% just seems low.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm just off the top of my head thinking, you know, when you go, well, it depends on how you figure by weight, volume,
It absolutely is. Is it the amount of plastic crap you buy from China, or is it the volume of plastic crap we get? You know, who knows?
Right, exactly. you know, but for sure, we're not getting quality steel from China, that's for sure. But what I'm trying to get at is our government is doing everything for their own benefit. And the sad reality is we've got two parties out there that have got a lot of money behind these two parties. We need to abolish the party system, period. If you want to run for office, you need to do it out of your own pocket, and you need to get up there. And if you get in front of a television camera and speak your mind, then that's what you ought to be elected off of, not elected off the money that's behind you.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that getting rid of political parties would be useful because then people would actually have to think a little bit.
Yep.
However, it still wouldn't solve the problem inherent with having a giant centralized federal government. And I think ideally we should just get rid of that entirely, don't you think?
I agree 100%. Yeah, we need to let states govern themselves. And the only thing we need federal government for, the only thing, and there's only one only thing, is to protect us against any foreign intrusion.
Well, you know, that's a nice fantasy. That's a nice fantasy, but in reality, wouldn't you agree that the federal government actually creates the danger from foreign intrusion?
in a lot of cases. I totally agree with that.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. We got to talk to some more folks here, like Scott, listening also in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing tonight, fellas?
Yeah, Scott, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, listen, man, I just had to say something on that one call that you had, because talking about World War II, because there's a lot of people out there that seems like they don't know their history. There was a lot of bad stuff that came out of World War II, and there was a lot of bad reasons for getting into it.
Absolutely.
But it made a lot of people, a lot of bad people, a lot of money.
Yes, as war typically does.
Yes, but, I mean, I'm talking about, and it still goes on to this very day. I mean, I know for a fact that some of the chemical companies that were involved in it, and they thrived here. There were a few of them, however, that chose not to involve themselves with that.
And were they punished, by the way, for not in some way? By
of course, they lost. Yes, they lost. They lost out a great deal, because, especially after Operation Paperclip, there was so much. Yes, Operation Paperclip. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that
not
is.
Not familiar.
Yep,
they brought
Nazis over.
That was our deal with the devil when we brought the Nazis over for their information, and it was everything, all the information, all the data that was gained from the death camps and the research that was involved, if you can call it research, was brought back into this country and used against its own people.
I will take a look into that.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello. I wanted to touch on a couple things real quick.
Sure.
The gentleman from New Hampshire that thought that when people come into the state, it's going to lower value. It's kind of crazy. That's economics 101. If more people come in, costs go up. The prices go up. So,
or at least it can help stabilize prices.
Pardon me?
Or at least it can help stabilize prices in a declining market.
Oh, okay, definitely. But it's gonna, no matter what, more people creates more demand, prices are going to go up.
Yeah, yes, I think you would call it a buoying factor.
Absolutely.
What else did you want to share?
Well, I wanted to kind of tie that in with revisionist history. Your other gentleman talked about, revisionist history. But we have a situation here in Indianapolis where people want to give credit to Bobby Kennedy, because back when Martin Luther King was assassinated, it was credit to him because he gave a speech when he was running for president, that because of his speech he calmed the people here in town. Well, we have a very good-sized black population that have been here since the 30s, and because we had the finance center, Ford Motor Company, Western Electric, we had great job base, and we had quite a few blacks that had great jobs because we were kind of ahead of our time here. And they also own their homes. So we had one of the ministers, Reverend Harrison, he said, you know, every time I hear this Bob Kennedy story about how he saved our community, I have to laugh. We own our homes. We're not going to burn them down. And that is just, that's the revisionist history that you see throughout. And when you said, I'm going to question that, if it's on the Internet now, people think it's true.
Mm. What about the TV news? The TV news is worse than the Internet.
Absolutely. I've been involved in two industrial tragedies where the building burned down, and both times the news reported what the companies wanted to report, which is totally false. And
wow.
People don't realize the danger they are in, and they reported what the companies wanted and not what the truth was, which came out much later.
Which we also see with the news reporting what the government wants, too. The government puts out a press release. The news usually just simply parrots word for word in many cases.
Yeah, look at the Fukushima disaster in Japan. Our government's only answer right now is to raise the allowable level of radiation in food and water.
Well, yeah, and, that whole scenario is a perfect example why you have to have more fail-safe beyond what you normally have. And I think you've even talked about on your show how the Japanese government's covered up for years, but it took the perfect storm for everything to go wrong for this to happen. But they should have been out in front of that. I mean, you have to have better ways of putting out radiation fires.
Well, look at what happened with the oil kind of leak thing with the BP situation last year. You had the government so-called inspectors coming around doing crank off a hunting knife and having sex with the workers on the platform. I mean, there wasn't really any kind of inspections of any significance going on.
And an incompetent, inexperienced person running the presidency who didn't act at all either.
Well, what is the president supposed to know about about nuclear power and oil or whatever. I mean, these people are politicians. The idea that they would be anything but incompetent is pretty unbelievable. Really, what should happen is the government shouldn't be involved in any of these inspections. The marketplace should be providing the certification, the compliance checks, and that way you can actually have competition in this field rather than some bureaucrats who have no accountability whatsoever for what they're doing. Thanks, Kevin, for the call. Short on time here. Let's talk to Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, hey, I want to tell y'all about Robert Watson, Republican from Rhode Island House. He just shot down the debate on decriminalization of marijuana, saying it's not worthy of our time. Then this prick, can I say prick?
You just did. Go ahead.
This prick goes out, gets in a traffic stop. He's been smoking weed, drinking alcohol. Now he's denying it all.
So an anti-drug, was it senator or representative? What's his
He was minority leader of Rhode Island House.
Gotcha. So some House member in Rhode Island talking out against decriminalization gets busted with pot.
Yeah, not worthy of legislature's time, but this is a kicker. He gave a speech at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Now, listen to this. This just shows the hypocrisy. If you are a Guatemalan man, gay man who likes to gamble and smoke marijuana, he said, that's the business we should be doing, huh?
What?
And then he goes, here he is smoking weed.
So he was trying to equate Guatemalan men with weed smokers?
Right. Gay men.
Gay Guatemalans.
Now, I mean, just think of the hypocrisy here.
It's incredible.
And hey, I got a little quote here that'll sum it up. I'm off here.
Go for it, Ed.
The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Luther is on the line in Vermont. Short on time. Luther, go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually in Albany. First, I want to say, Mark, you're a troglodyte.
What's that mean?
And I have a question. The pizza that you guys got from Ware Police, did it really have bacon on it?
Yes. Yes, the pizza from the Ware Police. They were the Porky Pig special pizza.
Excellent. All right, well, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Yeah, I guess I didn't make that clear. The cops ordered pizza for the protesters, called it the Porky Pig Special, and yes, it had bacon on it. So clearly, a little self-deprecation on their part. See you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.